יהודה שעגד משך שי לטלטולה נחס או טלטולה. רבי יוסף דן תראיהו תנת פנמי שי לטלטולה רב אביה את כבר לבי רבה הבי מאיסם לקר אי בטינה עשי ואפוריה כמי דבר איך בדבר בלץ אורי אבלי My time, Rabbi Rav Yosef, Dami Tarai Shai Natva, Nami Shai Vitatule, Amale, Hov Chazel, Suye Baman, El Miata, Kotor, Shilchatim, Tatlan, Hov Chazel, Suye Baman, Amale, Tai Katers Kliale, Hani La Katers Kliale, Nilo Tanya, Hashim and Zamin, Tatabal, Sarek, Kola Kalim, and Nikim Chasim. אמרו לה מהטעם, הו הווה כתרס כלי עליו, חכמי הווה כתרס כלי עליו. אמר נחמן, אמר יצחק ברך, רחמנה, ולא כסיפי רב רב עניה. So what are we saying? That there's a debate about שרגא דה נטפה. Rabban Rav Yosef Armeiko, Rav Avia, so Rav Yehuda is Machmir. Rashi explains his debate is within the opinion of Rav Shimon. And the reason why Shraga D'Natva is more Chamir than even Ner Yashan, which Rav Shimon is Matir, is because D'lo Chazi Ela L'Melachto, in which case, L'chora, you have here yet another raya, and we'll see a number of additional rayas today and tomorrow for this idea. But another raya, assuming you paskin like Rabban Rav Yosef, that a klish kol machto l'iser is not muktza, alibud Rav Shimon. Tosfos, point to Rashi. There's nothing to talk about within the Yehuda, presumably, meaning to say, even Rabban Rav Yosef would agree that it's muksa kotra Yehuda. After all, if a Ner Yashan is muksa kotra Yehuda, because it's muksa machmas miyas, so kav chomer, a shag is not for what we mutter alim to Yehuda. But Tosfos says no. Actually, this debate is a debate both Alibi Rav Yehuda and Alibi Rav Shimon, which leaves us a very interesting idea, because we have Sfaras Hafuchos. On the other hand, on one hand, Rav Yehuda says that this is Muksiv and Alibi Rav Shimon. And even Rav Shimon, who's Meikel, by Ner Yashan, is Machmir over here. And yet, Rabban Rav Yosef say it's Mutter. Even Alibad Rabbi Yehuda. Why? Because Lel Chaspamana, Toskli Allah. So how could that be? How could one opinion say it's worse than Ner Yashan, meaning say it's more muksa than Ner Yashan, and one opinion says it's less muksa than Ner Yashan? In other words, for Rashi it's very simple. This is more disgusting than Ner Yashan, and therefore even Rav Shimon is a Safek and Sad. That it's machmir. It's also even a little bit of shimon. According to Tosfos, I don't understand. Is machlokas whether it's more or less disgusting than Ner Yashan? So Tosfos already alludes to the answer in that there are really two different factors, two different svaras. Yeah, there's a tzad that this is better, tzad that this is worse. I think in the Tosfos Arash, it's spelled out a little more clearly. The debate over here, and so Tosha Rush explains it. I think this is what Tosha means, it's just a little clearer. Hilkach Nira, Dafa libra Yehuda mai rihacha uvener shel matachas shelo hidliku alav beos haShabbos. Tachi kama shraga de mishcha shari letaltula filo Yehuda kedetan Eliel kol neiru shel matachum tafel and dinat faaser. Afilo b'shimon demais tvei kedepricious. So the machmirim hold that this is more mayis than a ner yasha. Rabbi Yosef shafilo Rabbi Yehuda. What makes a ner yashan looks a machmas miyas according to Rabbi Yehuda? It's dirty. It's grimy, and therefore makti leilgam leyafilu mikisu mana. So it's not even roy lachasus b'mana. Aval dinatfa shel mateches lo mayas kulehai el shirei chora b'chazich suyeh b'mana. And therefore, it's going to be much even according to Rabbi Yehuda. In other words, what we have over here is a new svara, and a very important question within this svara is what's the ikar svara? The ikar svara of Rabbi Yosef. And when I say what's the ikar svara, really you see two points made in the Gemara, and you can wonder which one is the ikar. One is Rai L'chasis Bo Kli. And two is Taras Kli Alav. Right? He says it's Rael Chasas Bokli. Then we ask, well, if so, every stone in the world shouldn't be Mux, it's Rael Chasas Bokli. And we say, no. Shani Hafa Teka Taras Kli Alav. So the question is basically what he's saying is anything that is Taras Kli isn't Muxa? And later on, when we formulate this again by Shir Mizamin, we say that's exactly the point. It's Taras Kli Alav. Is that the ikar? Is that the ikar nukuda over here? Or to put it a little differently, why would Rabbi Shimon be machmir according to Rav Yehuda? According to Rav Yehuda. After all, it's Rai L'chasas Bokli. So L'chari you have to say, because Rai L'chasas Bokli, as we said before, is not a normal use, right? It's a very uncommon use. Of course, Rabbi Yehuda, even Rabbi Yehuda agrees, and certainly Rabbi Shimon agrees, that anything that has some heter use, that's a normal use, is not muksa. And their debate is whether royal chasus b'mane is enough to make it not muksa. Tosas Yeshanim puts this very clearly. And the Ritva says the same thing. Tosas Yeshanim says, why is it? We quoted this Tosas Yeshanim earlier in our discussion of Klish Kol Malach Dol Yeser. Tosas Yeshanim says, why did we ask the Kasha from Shir Mizamin? We could have just asked from the Halacha that you're allowed to use a hammer to crack a nut. Everybody agrees. And Tosas Yeshanim's answer, and this is on the bottom of the page, is no, you have no raya from there, at the bottom of the base, at least in my edition. Hadulal Maisina Masnis and Nikola Kalin, not on corners of Kalin's origin, Mishim Bahasim Yukhala Hatra Sobo Bozin, Adal Shirim, Ain Osim, Ain Asuyim, probably Kiim. Lil Bosh. Megem Razor Lihiskashi Bohan. Have lay Lazran Latalto Afiluhi came and did Katars Klia Laha Shari. In other words, the chiddush over here is that you wouldn't normally use this thing, Lachasas Bumana. In theory you could. And likewise, right, what you know, if you try to think, like one of those little earrings, right? What money exactly are you going to cover with that, right? So, the way the Tosas Yeshanim answers, the Chiddush of our Gemara is, or the Chiddush of Rambam of Yosef, is that you don't need a normal usage. No. Even the most far far-fetched possible use is sufficient, assuming it has Taras Kli. The way the Ritva puts it is, Valzama Ula, Ma Tam Henichon Behatr Toto, Hawil Vekataras Kli Aleihem, Vechazi Lachsuye Kehade Amina. The Hainu, Deshmami Nadu Taras Kli Aleha Milsa Rabsihi. Now, there's what are we proving from here? Exactly what we were saying. The Ikra Nikuda we're saying is Taras Kli Aleih. Taras Kli Aleih is Milsa Rabsihi. It's an Indian. Right? Now, there's anything that has Taras Kli, is it Muksa? That's the Ikra Nikuda. Taras Kli Aleih Milsa Rabsihi. And I prove it from Shirman Azaman. Jewelry mamish have no Hatter Tashmish Bechlau. But they have Taras Kli. So assuming they're not the Muksamach Samkes, I was sort of interested, because we would have thought that they are. Maybe we'll get back to that a little bit. So they're not Muksa. And he says a little later, what's the Yisod? Avazeh Shemasriach. That's what he says. That's why it's not a kasha, but from a hammer being used to cut a break a nut, right? Crack a nut. That's obviously that's mutter. That's not the point we're trying to make, right? That's not what we're trying to put. It's of course something that you could use to crack a nut. That you would use to crack a nut. That's not muksa. Everybody would agree to that. Rehuda would agree to that, right? That's because it's chazutuva l'malacha shel hater. Aval zeh shemasriach. This smelly shraga de natva. Ein a roi l'shum davar el l'chasos kli delay chashiv tashmish. Because what do you mean so hush tash? Anything you could use to be machasa clean. Anything. Practically. Even an earring. Right?
How do you even. How can you cover a clean with an earring?
A very small clean.
You ever use crazy glue?
No.
Ah, those little tiny things, yeah.
It's a needle.
Perfect. Right? That's what good earring, you know, if you can't lose the cover for your crazy glue, just take your wife's earring. It's perfect. But the point is exactly what you're saying. The Ritva's making your point. It's the most far-fetched, hypothetical, theoretical possibility in the world. But that's gufa the chiddush, and that's why it's debated. In fact, that's why Rabbi Yehuda says that even according to Rabbi Yehuda, even according to Rabbi Shimon, this is aser, right? And this is such a, you know, big chiddush. Why do you think, you know, Rava, like this was the hardest question in the world, right? This is the hardest question in the world. Why in the world would this Shraga Denatva be Mutter, right? He really wanted to be Mitzayah him. Right? But he didn't realize it was Chazil Chassus Balmana. The answer is yeah. Or he knew you. He didn't agree or understand that should be relevant, because that's the most mudna hishtamshus in the world. And still, the chiddush of Rabbi and Rav Yosef is it's good enough, and that's what the Ritva means. The Ritva mamish says it very strong, right? Deloy chashiv tashmish. That's not really a tashmish, but it is a theoretical tashmish. So basically, what we're saying is that anything that has Tyrus Kli and is mutter, assuming it's Reil Chasus Balmaneh, but probably anything is going to be Reil Chasus Balmaneh, unless, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's so disgusting you wouldn't do it, and even that Rabbi Shimon doesn't accept. That's the shot in this Gemara, at least as understood by. At least is understood by the Ritva and Tosfos Rishonim. And again, these are both sources that are further evidence in Rishonim for the permissibility of a kli shekol melach doliyaser as long as it's not mitzvah machzor b'kis. We're going to take this one step further. We're going to take your questions first. Yeah.
Isn't it usable even for the Yehuda for lighting?
You can't light on Shabbos.
No, it's not. It's still for a kli.
I mean, kol melach doliyaser is also something.
It's still a kli.
No, but Israel has to spell man.
But even if it's not really hasil man, it's really the hadlik loy there. Not on Shabbos, but still Torah's kli. If you're seeing the, whole idea of it, is Torah's kli or not?
Torah's kli, as long as it's Torah's kli and some conceivable heter use on Shabbos, then it's not mitzvah.
Why does Torah's kli depend on use being a use on Shabbos? Why can't it be used anytime? Because I can't use on Shabbos, it's not a kli anymore?
So it's an interesting ha'ara, which is that either it's batel Torah's kli or it's mukse regardless.
Because it's a fish mouth.
Because it's haktzah.
It's not about the first, right?
You would say, you could say that something that has zero use on Shabbos, zero, 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 not even right l'chas is b'man, right? Zero, zero, zero use is bought out, at least according to Yehuda, your makta.
Don't we see from a vanim that Torah's kli and having your nishtamshis are two different criteria, I guess?
Well, that's for sure true. In other words, Evan does not have Torah's kli. It's not in a parsh of Kalim. And therefore, it doesn't matter whether it's Reil Chas or Man. Yoshua's bringing up a different point. You've got something that is a kli, but has 0, 0, 0 nishtamshis on Shabbos. Not even L'chasas b'mana, so that would be muksa, alivd of Yehuda. And either you could say that's because of haktzah, or you could say because that's batal taras kli mine. Only reason I'm using that lashon of batal taras kli mine is that's a lashon that we see some of the sources by mitzvah son kiss. So it would be equivalent. But there's really the same answer, haktzah and batal taras kli. But anything that has some use on Shabbos, even if it's this madna use, so that, at least the way the Ritva and Tosfos are reading this Gemara, is mutter. And, you know, I would have even, and it's very compelling within the Gemara itself, because after all, Shirin and Nizamin really, you know, what are they good for? Yes?
I mean, shouldn't there be a chiluk because... if you have, like the Mishnah on Kuf Chav Dalet on the base, Tanakhama says that Shiri Kalim are Rabbi Mechzui Beimon and they still have Taras Kli. So the only difference between this case and that case.
Okay, so that, I'm going to wait for that punt, but Shiri Kalim are a little different. Now, the Shiri Kalim are a new Parsha. When does its being broken cause it to lose Taras Kli or not? Our discussion here is Kalim Shleimim. Kalim Shleimim, what our Gemara is telling us, is any kli shalim that's Reil Chasis Bomaneh, which is anything basically, is not muksa. That's what we see from here.
But it's only, but that can only be, and that's a chiddush because it's
because mos. Not shir mizamin. There the chiddush has nothing to do with mos. It's just because there's no practical utility that's normal for jewelry other than wearing.
But, and according to the Rashba would say that the Rashba who says on Kof Nadala that even if something is only Royal Tzarech Makomo, you know, it's not, you can still move it around. Even
no, that's something that has Tyrus Kli, even though there's no Tzarech Kufa, still
right,
much of Tzarech Makomo.
So, meaning, why would you assume that our Gemara, or this way of reading it, the Ritva and the Tosis Yishonim, like you can say that's not a right that something which is Koma Lachta Lehisser. Is because
they just told us that, I mean, you know, if you don't want to call Kol Melach Doliyaser, say Davar She'eino Roi Al L'Chasas Baman. So call it that.
Meaning something which isn't even Roi L'Chasas Baman.
Something that would still be Muksa.
So the Rashi would say,
according to
that's
them,
fine.
But that's everything. Because what isn't Roi L'Chasas Baman that's not Muksa Machsum Sankis?
Something which is so most that you're not going to use it.
Okay, something that's most, maybe. Maybe you could have such a thing. Not clear that would exist for Rabbi Shimon.
I mean, that's
not clear that would agree that that would be true for Rabbi Yehuda, but yes.
But that's how Tosus learns the Gemara. Meaning Tosus says that everyone would agree that lulei, you could use the chesuy be'mon, it would work. It's just that Rabbi Yehuda thinks that, meaning that they learn smelly as one of two opposites. Either smelly is worse than Neri Yoshon.
The point is that it's not totally two opposites. And this is again what the Tosa Rosh has clarified. That Neri Yoshon you wouldn't use L'chasas Bomaga because it's all sticky and gross and grimy. Right? So at least Rabbi Yehuda is Machmir by Neri Yoshon. So, because it's not Roy L'chas Bomana. But when you have something that is Roy L'chas Bomana, again, within the sphere of Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef, is Roy L'chas Bomana, then it's mutter, regardless of how smelly it is, because it's Roy L'chas Bomana. Now, Rabbi Yosef hold of this sphere. They hold that anything that's Roy L'chas Bomana is a mutter. Bema, Rabbi Yehuda, Bema, Rabbi Yehuda. The only reason why Rabbi Yehuda is machmir by Neri Yoshon is because it's not even Roy L'chas Bomana. So there's no heter tashmish whatsoever.
But wouldn't that only be a raya for, meaning, wouldn't that only be irrelevant for the komalachtala isser, according to the Rishonim who think that that's, meaning, if you already hold the komalachtala isser is also, then you're going to read our Gemara the same way.
Where, how do you read our Gemara if komalachtala isser is also? I don't understand. Isn't a sheer komalachtala isser?
But it's raya isser.
Okay, what isn't Rai L'chasui Mana? That's my question.
Something which is Mos, and that's what Tosa says.
Great, fine. So, when I talked about Kol Malach Dol Isser, I meant electronics that aren't looks enough for some kiss, my iPod. Mm-hmm. All those, that's what everybody is clarifying about, right? Are any of them not Rai L'chasui Mana?
Hard
enough. Good, Shai, that's the Raya.
I don't understand.
So, now, phone chargers are L'chasas Bomana. As much as an earring is. Now, you have an interesting hara over here, which is that we bring a raya from Shirin and Nizamin, which to the case of Nair, right? Maybe the difference is that Nair is Isser, or associated with Isser, Mashen Ken Shirin and Nizamin. Well, let's say it a little differently. Why isn't a jewelry, again, our Gemara is assuming it's usher to wear jewelry entirely. Tosa says it's according to one opinion, according to some of the Chachmei Sfarad, it's going to both opinions, whatever it is. Our Gemara is assuming that jewelry is usher, right? So when you have a kli shel melachta liyaser, that you're kapid alei, and you're miyachid lemakom, so that's exactly what klish and what's not sound kisses of kulei alma, right? So why jewelry is pashtas is viachil makon, it's kapit alei, right? And it's a klish malachtol yaser. So why isn't that what's
is it?
Very good. So is it or not? Excellent question. So maybe you'll say, Givaldik. Maybe you'll say, it's not. Kli shemlachtol iser means a kli that does iser. This is aser to wear, right? Aser to wear, but it's not a kli shemlachtol iser. So, this brings us back to our discussion that we had yesterday. If you remember, by Mita, right, the end of yesterday, if you remember, we have this machlokas, the way the Torah and the Rosh set it up, is a machlokas between Abed Tam and the Rith, how to treat mita shi'ichdol mos v'niachal amos. The according to the Beis Yosef, what's the Havana of that machlokes? Beis Yosef said the Rif holds that it's a klish machto lehater, and Rabbeinu Tam holds it's a klish machto lehater. Now, again, the Magen Avraham objected. He said, what do you mean? They compare it to Sich Zam Zuri, which is Moson Sarkis. So why didn't the Beis Yosef learn? Beis Yosef knew how to read also. Right? Why didn't he learn like the Magen Avraham? Presumably, because the Beis Yosef held that it's inconceivable that a mita it doesn't meet those criteria. So Tosos' dimyon is simply that you see that just like you could, Reb Shimon agrees that a kli could become muksa in the case of Sich Zayin Mizuri Machmas Chasam Kes through the type of designation, so too by Mita Shiach Talamos it could become a kli smach talisser Machmas that designation. That must be what Rabbeinu Tam holds. But it couldn't possibly be a Mux Machsankis. Okay. Magen Avraham thought that was a little dolchak. But it's not that dolchak. In other words, the Rabbeinu Tam is bringing a raya that you see that intent and designation and the like plays a role in determining status. So that's the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam that Mita Sheikh Ramos and Yechla Hamos, according to Beis Yosef, is a Klish Machto Lesser. In which case, what does the Rif hold? So the Rif holds it's a what? Klish Machto Lesser. Why? What are they arguing about? So again, the Rif holds that to be a Klish Machto Lesser, you need a Duesser. So maybe it's like the Ravid quoted by the Ramban. Or at the very least, if all this is a kli that you put money on, that's not really a kli shemalach d'liyaser. Right? Kli shemalach d'liyaser has to be a kli that tool for iser. Like a hammer. And that's the chiddush of the Rif. Now, according to the Rif, then, our Gemara is beautiful. Right? Because according to the Rif, it's pashut why jewelry are not going to be what? Maximach Sankis. It's a Klish Machto Lehetter.
The jewelry is a keli because you wear it. Wearing it is a forbidden action.
You don't do melacha with the keli. It happens to be.
It's a nirvana that's on this.
No. So, you, it, maybe. Or maybe the way. The point is that you still don't do Isser with this. It's
zero.
If you do Otsah with the jewelry, you can do Otsah with anything. The that it's Asser to wear this jewelry, Machatze, like he's saying, but you wouldn't call it a Klish Malach Aliyasser. Klish Malach Aliyasser is when it's like a hammer. It's like scissors. It's like a, something that's a saw. All these things.
It's like a Chavni Zir versus Malacha Darabanan.
That's a nice, you could take it that way. Okay, maybe that's the best.
That's it.
This is not a Kli that that does Isser, just Isser to wear.
Wearing is an action. Being Mubash is different than the rest
of the if you want to say it, then to be a Kli Shmach to Isser, it has to do Malacha. Why was the Rif so convinced that a Mita Sheikh Lumos couldn't be a Klish Malach Aliyasar? So if you couldn't even call jewelry a Klish Malach Aliyasar, Kavachomer, you couldn't call a Mita Sheikh Lumos a Nisar. Right? You know, this is a great makor. Well, how did Rabbeinu Tam is making a good taina, right? This is, why is it mitzvah and mosa nechal amosa for example? This, and the answer is, you see from our Gemara that that even jewelry isn't a klish machtel iser. Kal v'chomer mitzvah shechtel amosa. A klish machtel iser is like all the examples in the Mishnayos, a tool used to do malacha. That's the definition, and that's why jewelry isn't, and that's also why this isn't.
Just to clarify, so basically what the Bisham Mayor had said in the kiss, we're now saying is really the Ramas Kavana in the Mita, and now we're turning the Machlokas between the Rith and Beit Tam.
I don't have to go so fancy at all.
Only in kiss, but not in Mita.
Forget Bisham Mayor for a second. Let's just read Beis Yosef, right? The Beis Yosef understood that there's a Machlokas between the Beit Tam and the Rith about whether a mita shiachta l'maus v'nichla l'maus is a klush nachtol l'hater or klush nachtol l'yeser. Rabbeinu Tam said it's klush nachtol l'yeser. Why? Because its entire tafkid to'eles association is all associated with iser. And the Rif said that doesn't matter. It's still a klush nachtol l'hater. So maybe the Rif got this from, or a raya for the Rif would be this Gemara.
I was just saying, because then the Lachin and the Ramah makes a lot more sense. Because then we're saying that Mita Sheikh Lamos and the Kis are really on the same thing. Both.
Now, what does the Ramah mean? So the Ramah then holds like Rabbeinu Tam, and then he says, now, so which version, how you understand it? The Ramah, Kipshuto. So the Ramah is saying that the Mita is Klish Machtel Iser, and the then the Kis is a Klish Machtel Iser.
That's why they both are good for the Ramah.
Yeah. Okay, good. Now, so what are you going to say if you don't hold to this? If you don't hold to the Riff or the like? I think there's no choice but to say that they were not makbid on their jewelry. Okay?
You know, not crazy.
Not crazy, maybe.
People, they have bracelets on the desk and the couch and the bed and the table and the chair and the floor. Find the bracelet in every part of the house.
I mean, that's true nowadays. Why did you say that was true then?
No, I'm saying.
That's not jewelry. That's like junk from China. it's an ukimta. It doesn't. You have to say
well,
that.
Well, it's easy to conceive that the mitzvahs would have been different then. Like it's much easier for us to have access to expensive things than it would have been at that time.
I don't think anything expensive. You are miyachay makom. You're not like. I think the only things that people nowadays that Tim wouldn't care about, like
the costume,
is going to be junk. Mm-hmm. Even costume jewelry that you wear, like, but
you wear normal jewelry too. Like, why can't that be a
thing? But you're tasha to wear jewelry. So when you're not wearing jewelry, where does
fine,
it go? In a jewelry chest, right? That's its place, and you're mockbit that it be there, right? When you're not wearing it, that's classical muksamachshon kiss. So you have to say that maybe that's nowadays. In those days, that's not the way they treated their jewelry.
I guess when they take off the rings to wash, you just put them on the sink sill on the table by the.
That's
not the same.
For a second.
No, I'm clarifying. It's not the same.
Okay. Fine. Now. Now. If you hold, we said before that, this is Gemara, certainly the way the Tosfos Shanim and the Ritva learned with this, a Raya Lahakal for Klisha Kol Machtel Iser. Is there, if you're going to be Machmir for Klisha Kol Machtel Iser, how are you going to say this? What are you going to explain? There are great Achronim who say this. So I think you'd be forced to read the Gemara, not that there are two levels, the way the Tosfos Shanim and the Ritva are reading it, but there's three levels. There's a kli that has a normal heter use, though it's not the primary use, it might be a secondary use, but it's a normal secondary use, like using a hammer to crack a nut. And that's nothing to talk about. Nobody would have a havamina that's batel tos kli and it's muksa. Then there is a kli that's kol melachto l'iser, right? And then you have this middle case, and that's the Chiddush of the Gemara, Vray L'chasos Balmana, which is perhaps unlikely, but something that you would realistically or reasonably do. You wouldn't see it as a secondary use, but it's a realistic or reasonable use. So if it's that middle category that they debate, and that Rabbi Yossi from Mekel, but something in the third category, where there's not even a reasonable or realistic use, right? Like being mechasen manir with your iPad, that's still aser. And when we talk about royal chasbo mana, you have to say that, yeah, and though, you know, to use shirim and nizanim chasbo mana, just like we say, you know, it, in those days it wasn't mechasen kiss. We'll also say they talk about maybe they did use it to it was realistic, if not likely, to use jewelry to cover your kelim. But if it's not even realistic, possible but not realistic, then it would be muksa. And that's the way you'd have to read this Gemara if you if you're a machmir on that shaila. So the Gemara continues. Amar Rami Lay Abayla Rabba Tanya Moshe Shem Shem Nair Vishem Kara Aser Rabbi Shimon Matir Amal Rabbi Shimon Less Lay Moksa Many Rabbi Shimon Omer Kol She'ein Mumo Nirka Mer V'yantiv Ein Zem Namuchan. And a diak is not just that it's, as the Rishonim say, not just that it's Aser because you violated the Iser of being Ron Newman, the Libra of Shimon, but because of Muksa, as the Lashon of Ein Zem and Amuchan indicates. Hachyashta, Hasam Yoshim Tape, Amos et Chavanera, Hachanami, Hachad, Yoshim Tape, Masa Yipo Bomon. Meimar Amar, Mirat Nafabe Muma, Vintalam Nafabe Muma, Mirat Nafabe Mum Kavua, Vintalam Nafabe Mum Kavua, Beimar Dizdaki Lachacha. So Shimon is only matir if it's Yoshev Mitzapa. Now the Baal Amor, as we saw, brought a raya from here to his shita that the only time Rabbi Shimon is mekel is if it's Yoshev Mitzapa. And if it's not Yoshev Mitzapa, then Rabbi Shimon would be machmir. That's his raya, very good raya. So if you don't accept the Baal Amor, as we saw, many Rishonim don't accept the Baal Amor. We probably don't accept that Balamor Lachalacha. So how are you going to explain our Gemara? So the Pnei Yeshua is quoted as saying that it must be a steer in Sagyos and a Chanami. This Gemara, Taka the Balamor, had a good raya from here, but the other Gemaras that are Mekel Aliba de Rabbi Shimon when it's not Yoshim and Mitzapa, like let's say the case of the healthy animal that dies, so obviously they disagree. And like we already saw, this might just be a gigantic machlokas amoraim and Stephen sugyas and the like. And so this would be just, you know, one more sugya to throw into the mix that we don't, we that's lowly bedelchus.
This is Rabbi Shimon Omer.
I'm saying that's not the same thing as saying Machlokas Amoraim. That's saying this is a bona fide brisa. It's not another brachim.
It's a difficult answer.
Right. Difficult answer. That's what the Pnei Yeshua says, I think. The Afike Yam, again, I didn't see inside, apparently says that no, here it's the Chiyav Yadayim. Now, he acknowledges that this is totally in that those answers that we saw in the Beis Yosef, whether this type of passive dechiyah b'yadayim constitutes dechiyah b'yadayim. Again, it wouldn't be like the Pesach of the Shulchan Aruch or that answer in the Beis Yosef, right? Just like if you're going to say that that healthy meat, healthy animals aren't dechiyah b'yadayim and are mutter. It's hard to say that the fact that I didn't show this to the Chacham on Erev Shabbos is a Dechiyah B'Yadayim. So maybe the easiest answer to say for this, I thought, is that there's a very big difference. Because Behema, we're talking about Yom Tov, it's true over here. And Yom Tovim, Behema is Muksa. But Behema Be'etzem is something that's Muksa, except for the fact that on Yom Tov it's Rai Lachila. Ma She'en Kein Ochel. So when is it that we say that something is mutter according to Rabbi Shimon unless you have Shnehem, namely the Chivya Dayim plus Lochazi? That's in a case where we're talking about something that shouldn't really be Muksa, like Ochel, Koskar Hashashis, or Grobos Vitzimukim, or the like, right? So Rashi says, you know, why are Grobos Vitzimukim Asa Grobos Vitzimukim, Disbei Tarti, right? So why is this Muksa Libra Reb Shimon, even though it's less Bei Tarti? The answer is because fundamentally it's Muksa. It's only non-Muksa because you could eat it. Well, if I can't have access to it because Miyemar, all the Miyemars in the Gemara, then even if it's not the Chiyubia Dayim, it's all made B'Haktza Asa. I think that's a good chiluk, though it doesn't necessarily answer all the questions. If that's the only pshat, so then yes, you know, the healthy animal would still possibly be Asa. In other words, from the example, from the formulation, let's say, of Rashi, who says, Gogos Mitzimukim are only Muksa Kasis Beitarti, I don't have a kasha from that. Because I could say, maybe this is different, even though it's not the Chibi Adayim, because it's inherently Muksa. The Milchamos, though, himself, that where the Baal Mor is, gives a different answer, and a very interesting answer, that here it's different, because the question is whether or not this could happen on its own. An animal could die on its own, and therefore it's not Mokseli B'Rub Shivan, even if you're not Yoshev B'Tzapeh, actively, because it could become Muchan on its own. Or even, I suppose, Peros that are Mechuber also could, you know, hurricane could come or whatever, strong wind, and you know, all the apples in the tree will be blown down in the thunderstorm. And it could become a roi on its own. Masha'en came, there's no way that a b'chor can be nitar on its own, right? There's only one way that this could become mutter.
Move it away.
That would make it usher.
Move it away.
No, that's the point. That would make it us. The only way this could become mutter is by the intervention of a posek, of a chacham, who's matir. Even if a limb falls off, you still have to paskin on it. Even if it's, you might be more makel for obvious mumim that you could have three adiotos and the like, but you still need a hachra, a hora. It's aser until they paskin that it's mutter. And so since it's something that couldn't happen on its own, so then it's aser. Ali b'dreb shimon. Unless it's a Yoshev Mitzapeh. The Gemara is sort of focusing on the wrong thing, because it didn't have to say, here it's Yoshev Mitzapeh, there it's not. It could have said, here it could happen on its own. But anyway, you know, maybe the Gemara is a little bit locked off, because Tosis points out all the, we don't really need all these Miyemars in the first place. We're sort of accentuating the point beyond what we need.
Why, according to the Afikayam, is this the Chiyub Yadayim? Meaning the fact that
I wasn't, there was a mum here before Yom Tov and I didn't show it to the Chacham.
Didn't you only find out that there was a mum on Yom Tov?
Well, how did I know it was here before Yom Tov? If I only found it out, then maybe it happened on Yom Tov.
I don't understand. Doesn't the Gemara say it only? Chol she'in b'menikim erev Yom Tov. So you had a reason to assume there was a mum erev Yom Tov?
Well, I could have shown this to a chacham. In other words, we're talking about a case where there was a moment. And the fact that I didn't bring it to a Chacham to show, I don't know, look it up, I think that's what he says. Now, there's another interesting thing over here, which I don't want to, we're running very late, so I'll just mention an interesting aria. Let's read on a little bit. Masiv, Rami Bar Chama, Mefir Nidarim B'Shabbos, Tzor Shabbos, Vamai, Lenin Yemar, Dimitak Lebal, Hasam, Kedirav Pinchas, Mishmei, Derava, Darav Pinchas, Mei Derava, Kol Hanu Deres Adaz Ba'ali Nidaris. So you're expecting a Tashman, Shal Nidarim, Shal Tzorech HaShabbos B'Shabbos Vamai, Lenin Yemar Zak L'Chacha, Hasam, Lav Demizdakek, Alei chacham, sagi alei b'shal shidyotos. Hacha, miyem ad mizdakeg alei chacham. Good. So first of all, I see something interesting over here, which is that it's shayach muksa for ocha. Right over here, she made the neder, somebody made a neder based on the strawberries. It's food. And still, we're saying that it could be muksa, at the very least, except that there's an expectation of there's a type of yoshim mitzapek to do hataras nedarim. But otherwise, it would be muksa, even though it's food. Now, if you look at the Rambam writes explicitly that there's no such thing as muksa for food. This is in Rambam Chavav Yedalad, Alibud Reb Shimon. Obviously, Rabbi Yehuda holds that you could have muksa for food, like Perishal Otsar. Rambam writes, Bafilu Otsar Shatua Otsua Tzvura. I should even say something earlier. Shemin Shiotim Tachsa Kairishal Beis Abad Bishabis Vachin Atzmar Mishkeidim Hamuchanim Lashaira Mutter Lochon Bishabis. First of all, even though yesterday we saw that Rambam, who said that Kalim Hamdim Lashaira Muksa, according to Rabbi Shimon, Nosnach San Kis. But Ochel, that's Muchan Lashaira, certainly is not. Vafilu Ota Shotua, O Tvua Tzvura, Maschil Estapik Mimshabis. She'ein Shem, Shem Ochel Shehu Muksa, Bishabis Klal. Ela Kol Muchan. Ein, no such thing as Ochel, that's Muksha Bishabis Klal. So there's no such thing as so what do you mean Argamar says it? So obviously it's not a kasha. Because here there's a halachic chalos, there's a restriction on this food, and I'm gonna say it's not called ocha. Doesn't have the shame ocha. And you might add, this is telling the machlokas Rishonim. Because there's a machlok, as you're shown in Bayan, for Lamed Aleph on the base. Well, what's the halacha if you have food that's inaccessible on Shabbos due to halachic reasons? Like it's in a locked chest, right? And the only way to access this chest is to break down the chest, something you couldn't do on Shabbos. So, some Rishonim are makos still. They say it's still not muksa because it's food. But the answer is there, it's just like the Rashi says, "Are you the Rabbi Alai?" There's nothing wrong with the food; it's just that there's an impediment to getting there. But another Rishonim disagree with that. But here, where there's a chalos on the food, it's a neder. So then theoretically, if there was a yoshivu mitzape, you could have mixed.
It's chalos on the food or the person?
That's a saying neder and dav and the like. It could be that even without, I don't know if you need. Even if it wasn't a chalos, maybe there's still a difference because it's mineu beyasa as opposed to nayu rabbi alai, like what you do for the chest. Now, what I said over here, that there's no muksa for food for Egyptian, that's what I always thought. And then Ike showed me that there are some achronim who say that there is muksa for food, alibud Rabbi Shimon. So one example is the Bikurei Yaakov by an Esrog before Sukkos. But I didn't think that was such a raya. That's not food. That's true, it's edible. But I don't see it as food. You know, I don't usually spend $110 on a fruit. And therefore, it's like, you know, if I had a car made out of candy. So just because it happens to be edible, it's still not food. It's right, I don't spend $25,000 to buy a candy bar, as good as it might taste. There you have something that's edible, but it's not food. So then apparently, again, let's see this inside, maybe matzah on Erev Pesach Chalios B'Shabbos, but there too, I don't think there's an issur over there like over here. It's also to eat matzah on Erev Pesach Chalios B'Shabbos. Could be.
Sorry.
That what's the halacha for your matzah shomitz v'shmur matzah? You spend $25 per pound on that on Erev Pesach Chalios B'Shabbos, right? Can you use them to chbeis for lechem mishnah? Right? You saved over one roll to because you don't want any extra, right? For, and then you say, oh my gosh, I don't have lechem mishnah. Oh, I know what I'll do. I'll just take one of my matzahs, my shmur matzahs. I'm going to keep them far apart. You know? Hold one in one hand and one in the other hand. I mean, we know there's no pleos, right? Matzahs, it's called, you just dust it up. Okay, I'll be safe. I'll hold it with two separate hands and I'll have lechem mishnah. Gevaldik. So there's some achronim who say, nope, it's mostly machzor kiss, right? Try to get near those matzahs and see what happens. But maybe over there, it's also not a raya, because it's machmas the yisur shemo.
Which
yisur? Rabbi Shah, bol, I was talking about
Yisrael. It's pre-meganim says that in Fresh, like, you know.
It's because of the Isser.
He says the Isser Bachila Midrabanim.
Right, but in Achanami, if it was 3 days before Pesach, Avada, they would, even though I'm very makbid about, like, I'm not letting anyone get near those matzos. There's no, there's Yichud Makom and Kapit Alev Yoser, right? But it doesn't matter because it's food. Food isn't muksot like the Ramos. I think that's the Pashtos. So again, I think maybe there are some Achronim who disagree. One way or the other. So Tosfos has a very interesting Shiloh over here. And I'd like to consider three answers in Rishonah. Tosfos asks, I don't understand why in the world I think that these strawberries that she made the neder about are muksa. So she can't eat them. Let her give them to somebody else. Right? They have a very good use for everybody else in the world besides her. So Tosfos' first answer is incredible, actually, but we don't have time to talk about it now, which is, in Achanami, they're not muksa b'tilto, because she's not matzah from tilto, because they're chazi l'shar b'nei adam, and our shar b'nei adam could eat it, but they're muksa for her, for achila. In other words, you could have partial muksa on some people, right? It's partial muksa, because it's only b'achila, not b'tilto, and it's not on everybody, it's just on her. And muksa, as much as I'm maksa, that's how much it is muksa. And that's a very fascinating idea, but we don't have time for that now. Tosfos is a second answer, very simple answer, no, nothing fancy, which is, yeah, you know, must be that she made these are her strawberries, and she made them asur on her and asur on everybody, and nothing, there's nothing to do with them. There's no function whatsoever, and that's why it's muksa. The Ran gives a fascinating answer. Chaf al thamud alef dimas chomeha. And the Ran answers. Let's take a look. It's not on this sugya, sort of. He's addressing a different point, but he brings a raya from this. It's in the sugya of Muxaniyam and Ashirim. So he says, Umeha shamina de Muxal Ashirim, Chaf al thamud alef. Three lines at the bottom. So here we're talking about like this. I have some type of a small begat, let's say, that aniyam would use, but ashirim wouldn't. And I happen to be ashir, so not only is it muksa for me because it's garbage. But even if an ani can't use it, Why? Shikvahuk so midai to shall balabais ashir. The low bias she hain muktsa l'chol. Vachinami mash matana begimar. And he brings our rise of Gemara. Taminan gabi mifilin minishal nidar l'tzor hashabis v'amai mi'emer dimizdaki kla ba'al v'chacham ama b'nesh asra kikar al atzma nase muktsa. So what's he saying? It's muktsa because we go by the Bailim. Since the Bailim, for them, it's Aser. So Mimela, it's Moksa. But there's a big problem with this, which is that there's a Gemara in Kof Chav Zayin in the base by Truma that says the opposite. It says Truma isn't Moksa because you can give it to the Kohanim. Right? So here, this shouldn't be Moksa because she can give it to somebody else. Right? So. So that's exactly what the Rashba more or less says over there. The Rashba says that Truma is different, that al korche yahiv l'achim. But otherwise, we follow the Bible. Tosfos doesn't give this answer, right? Tosfos, and Tosis is l'shitaso over there. Because Tosis by Truma, on Kof Chav Zayin and the base, we don't have time now to talk about Tosis, but if you look, it gives a very different type of answer for Truma than the Rashba, a different type of Mahalich. And it's l'shitaso. That's why Tosis doesn't say the Rashba. So what comes out is now yesh lach kor b'das haran. What's pshat haran? Is the pshat in haran that's muksa because she doesn't plan to give it to somebody else, or no? Since it's not roi l'achila for her, it's batal tayus aichel. Again, especially because there's this halachic impediment, like we said, and memela, it's muksa. Now, what would a nafkamina be? So, a couple of very interesting nafkaminas on the shayla I thought of. What would be? Let's say I don't open cans on Shabbos, right? I don't open cans. Is a can of soda aser? So according to Tosis, probably it wouldn't be muksa because I could give it to somebody else, right? Give it to somebody else. Okay, I don't open cans on Shabbos, but there are lots of people who do open cans.
Why couldn't they just open it for you? Like, why wouldn't that be possible?
So, can't ask them.
No, it's fine. Meaning,
let's assume for the moment. We'll talk about it. Let's assume that it's definitely not right to ask somebody to do it for you when you think it's aser, which is a point that many posts can make. But at the very least, it's not like you give it to them to drink. Whereas, according to the Ran, it should be muksa. Now, I saw that the Orach HaShabbos, it's on page Kuf Tzadi Vav, quotes from the Chazon Ish, that he was basically machmir about this shayla. So, I think, sort of to oversimplify a little bit, you could argue there's three tzadim lahaka. And then we'll talk about the Chazon Ish and why he yells three tzadim lahachmir. No, why he disagrees with all three of those tzadim. So, the first tzad to be made on the can of Coke is like the Rashba in Beitza that we said before, that when it's just Aryu de Ravi Alei, right, there's a how that mamish like that case, right? This is like the food in the so according to the Rashba it's aser. Obviously the Chazon Ish says we don't hold like that Rashba, but that's okay. If you look at the Bir Halacha, the Magen Avraham Paskens like that Rashba, seemingly more or less. It's not just the Rashba, the other Rishonim. The Bir Halacha, it's in Simon Tuf, Kuf Yud Ches Sif Tes, quotes that there are a number of Rishonim that disagree, and it's L'chatchili should be Sonich on that. So that's one Tzad L'Hakel. The second Tzad L'Hakel is basically based off of our Tosfos, that you could give it to somebody else. What would the Chazon Ish say? Either maybe we don't pass it like that Tosfos, we hold to the Ran over here, or maybe he would say, this is L'Shitaso, that it's also to give to other people. What do I mean to say? The Chazon Ish held that if something is, if I think it's aser, so just like it's aser for me, it's aser for you. If I give it to you, that's if neither, maybe in the Sayyid or the like, right? You're not allowed to open it either, l'shitasi. Many others disagree, the Mabit, Shlom Zalman Arbach, the Ksav Sofer, they say no. Yesh l'chal mi lismoch, right? So then it's also for me, but there's no lifneiver misayeh to give it for you, because you have upon who to rely. Shlomo Zalman Auerbach talks about that. I mean, that to mechira.
It depends if you're a posik. If you're a posik, you think you're right. If you're just a...
No, I don't have to be. Just because I'm a posik.
But if you're a posik, that means that they're wrong. But if you're not a posik...
No. Hey, there's sometimes...
It's a good part of it. I'm sure that Zalman Man does say, even in... For sure, in Durban, it's either a posik. Makes sense. The other side. Like some of it's in the bar or something. But there's a sunshine. It's something else.
And finally, and so then, why did the Chazon Ish? So the Chazon Ish is Lashitasa. So that's why he did. So again, either he didn't hold like Tosis, he learned like the Ran, or he held Lashitasa. And finally, what about Heter number three, even if you reject those two, is that, okay, but there's always a kunst to get the can open, right? Okay, yeah, I'm going to stab it on the bottom, and so, you know, you'll figure out. So what did the Chazon Ish say? Chazon Ish obviously must have held that the fact that in some far-fetched, cockamamie way I could access this thing, but I would never do it, right? I don't need this sprite that much that I need to start making holes on the bottom of the can. And, you know, of course, you know, if that's what I do, in other words, if, like, I always open cans through these kunz and fine, and even the Chazon Ish would agree it's not muksa. But assuming that you don't do that, that's not enough. And you could bring a shtickle right to this from Tosfos at the end of Diramaschal Hassam that has to be common. Because what does he write over there? He says, let's say, even when there's no Isser, if it wasn't for the fact that Hataras Nedarim was Mutter B'Shalosh Hedyotos, right, he's Medaik. If Hataras Nedarim required Shalosh Chachamim, then it would be Muksa. That's not like that far-fetched. And still the fact that it's me name it, so it's not so pashut, so that's going to be awesome. Fine. So those are the three tzadim l'hakel, the three tzadim l'hachmir. Now, what about, but I think you can make a very strong case l'hakel, all three, certainly when you have all three together. What about the following shayla? Let's imagine I leave my light on in the fridge, but I don't realize I left my light on, and so I open up the fridge. Lo and behold, the light's on. Is all the food muksa? Or now that I opened up the fridge, at the very least, I could take my stuff out. So, l'chayra, this is going to depend on this same shayla. If you take a look. Now, here, what are the tzadim? So, we still have the Rashba upon whom to be made go. You don't have Tosfos as far to be Mako because there's no way to give it somebody else.
Why not?
If it were true, let's say I knew that my fridge had the light on.
No, you don't know.
No, no, but the question is it muksa or not? Right? There's no. And in terms of tachbulot, so that's the same question. Right? There might be some tachbulot to get access to your food if the light's on.
Close your eyes.
But, what?
You should close your eyes. And
no, that doesn't help. Yeah. But I mean, well, Nachri maybe, or Shlomo, the Shmir Shabbos Gelchasa is the schap that you wait for the motor to go off, and then you ask a kid to kick out the plug, and different things that might not work in our fridges, fancier fridges, but it might be some tachpulot, right? So we have tzad one and three, not two. But there's another big tzad lahakel. Or maybe not, which is a very interesting question. Here, there's no haksah. Why not? Because I thought my light was off. Yeah. So what's the halacha if something is muksa, but you had no idea it was muksa? Or I shouldn't say muksa, that's our question. If something was inaccessible on Shabbos, right, but you thought it was accessible, like all my food in my fridge, right? I thought this was totally accessible. I thought I turned off the light. Lo and behold, I didn't. So, this is a machlokas. Shlomo Zalman Auerbach is machmir on that shayla. Not on the accident. It's quoted in Shmir in the Dirshu Mishnah Berurah Siman Shin Yud, footnote 25. But he notes that the Rid in Beah Lamed Aleph on the base is Mako. It's the same sugya. It's probably connected. That there's no haktsah if you thought it was mutter. So, in the food in the fridge case, you have also tzvit stadim, lahakel. Not the same tzvit stadim. Mm-hmm. Two of the same stadim and the third side, lahakel. But the rid isn't so pashut. Anyway, it's interesting shayla. Interesting shayla. Okay. Sorry for going late.
Ready?
Yeah.
If it's possible tomorrow.
Yeah.
To finish, like, I have
finish on time. You got it.
I have a chasana. The rite is leaving very early.
Yes.
So,
no problem.
If it's possible.